Brothers and sisters, welcome. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. So good to have you with us on the End Abortion broadcast. And it is Friday, the 19th of February of 2021. Time is going by fast, as it always seems to do, but we're glad to spend some of that time with you. Well, you know, over this past week, we had a lot of work done here in our studios. You'll notice some improvements to our sets and some different things we're going to be able to do with our cameras. So we are increasing our ability to really produce high-quality broadcasts, and we look forward to sharing those with you. As the days and weeks go on. I want to talk to you today about six things you can do in terms of defending and building upon the accomplishments of President Trump. God bless President Donald Trump. Nobody accomplished more in the White House. And tell you the truth, each day now, he's accomplishing more for the good of America than the current occupant of the White House. Guaranteed, no question about it. Those who voted for Biden, they've really got to start waking up and realizing the big mistake that they made. They're so on the wrong side of history, you can't even find words for it. And so we're going to talk to you today about six action items that we have been sending out. And those of you that have been signing up at prolifemaga.com or at stopabortionnow.org should be getting these emails. We'll look at those six action items in just a moment. But first, let's turn to the Lord in prayer and ask him his blessing on all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we do praise and thank you for your blessings of life and faith, salvation in Jesus Christ. We thank you for this Lenten season that has now begun, and for the deeper repentance that we are able to engage in. And Father, we thank you for the United States of America. We thank you for President Donald Trump and all that he has accomplished. We ask you that we may defend those accomplishments. First, that we may learn them better. Secondly, we may help others to know them better. Third, that we may ourselves may defend those accomplishments and build on them against the efforts of the Democrats to undo these great policy advances. Lord, we ask you, wake your people up. Help them to be on the right side of history. Help them to recognize true leadership when it is staring them in the face, and help them to always build your kingdom as we live our journey here on earth. We pray in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So if you sign up at prolifemaga.com, you're going to learn the ways that you can continue to be part of this MAGA movement that President Trump was the catalyst for. And remember, he always said and continues to say, it's not about him, it's about you. The people who try to continue to smear him are trying to intimidate you and me. They're not going to make it be successful. They're trying to make you and me afraid and ashamed of speaking up for what we know is right, the good things that we know President Trump accomplished, and all the tens of millions of people who got behind him and are still behind him. You know, no matter what they try to do to him, his popularity not only holds, it continues to grow strong, and we're going to be catalysts for that as well. Unashamedly. Anybody who sets themselves up against what this great administration that has just concluded has accomplished, like I said a moment ago, there are no words to describe how wrong they are. So talk about being on the wrong side of history. My goodness, what a blunder. Okay, what a blunder to set yourself up against President Trump and his accomplishments. But because, like you said, it's not about him. It's about the movement to make America great. It's about the movement to root ourselves and our families deeper into the foundational principles of liberty and faith and dependence on God and the right to life on which this country was established. That's what it means. Doesn't mean going back in time. It doesn't mean, you know, denying the specific needs of our day. Just the opposite. By rooting ourselves more deeply in what America stands for, we are better equipped to respond to the problems of our day. And so let me see some of these comments here. Madeline is saying, God bless you for your long commitment to the unborn. God bless President Trump for all he did for the unborn. Well, let's look at some of those things and the ways we can defend them. So if you sign up at prolifemaga.com, you get these emails. If you also sign up at stopabortionnow.org, which is the webpage we're going to go to now, you'll also get our action alerts. The action alerts specifically tell you what action you can do. So you see the page there. If we scroll down, you see, first of all, the place where you can sign up to get the alerts, but then you'll see some of the most recent alerts. So let's go to those. There are six of them posted there right now that we've sent out from last few weeks. Let's go down and start with the one that is at the bottom. Express your support for the Protecting Life policy to the White House. So we won't we don't have to go into these specifically, but what that is the policy that President Trump not only reinstated but expanded to protect your and my taxpayer dollars from funding organizations that perform or promote abortions overseas. These are international NGOs, as they are called, non-governmental organizations. Some of them perform and promote abortion. We don't want our taxpayer money going to them. And so what happens is that, President Trump, he expanded it, the so-called Mexico City policy, to cover all different government services and agencies, all different types of activity, and protecting about $8.5 billion of taxpayer money. The bottom line is this: Biden rescinded that, put it back to a pro-abortion position. Let the money fund these organizations. We need to let our voices be heard. If he does this by executive order, which he did, we can nevertheless voice our opposition. And so that action alert allows you to make your voices heard to the White House. And then also, I encourage you to let your lawmakers on the state and federal level know and keep reminding them that you don't want your taxpayer money going for abortion. The more they know, see, these people pay attention to how the public is reacting. And the more responses they see, the more awareness they notice we have to things like the Mexico City policy, and that we're not afraid to raise our voice. Remember, when a lawmaker sees that you're not afraid to raise your voice, they also have in mind that you're not afraid to cast your vote. What we're doing here is laying the groundwork for the next election. And because there are certain policy things that we can change now, there are other things that have to wait till the election before we can change them. But raising our voices about every step that is taken to dismantle pro-life policies is an essential element of educating other voters. Because believe me, many people voted for Democrat candidates this last November who are completely opposed to funding abortion, but had no idea of these actions that have been taken. Okay, so that's the first. Let's look at that action page again. Again, it's stopabortionnow.org. The second item from the bottom of these recent action alerts is to urge members of the House and the Senate to support the Born Alive bill. Okay, now, this is a bill that President Trump has steadfastly supported throughout his, not only his administration, but during his both campaigns. Remember Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia, Democrat, of course, saying that infanticide was okay to him. You kill the baby after the baby is born. And that, in fact, is what actually happens in abortion facilities and hospitals throughout the country, where protections for babies who are born alive after a failed abortion are simply not adequate. The protections aren't strong enough. So the Republicans, not the Democrats, but the Republicans in the House and in the Senate have introduced again, because it's been introduced in the past, a bill to strengthen protections for babies born alive after a failed abortion. Is that really so controversial? That a baby already outside the mother's body should be given medical attention? It's not a bill that restricts abortion, because abortion is dealing with babies inside the womb. This law is talking about babies outside the womb. Is it really so controversial? Is there any rationale for Democrats opposing this bill? Make your voices heard, and that action alert shows you what to say to your representatives and to your senators about this particular bill. Let's look at the third one from the bottom. Urge members of the House and Senate to oppose H.R. 1. That is a radical, comprehensive election reform bill introduced by the Democrats to take away things like voter ID laws and to weaken various measures that are in place in the states. It very much centralizes the rules by which elections are conducted, but the Constitution gives that authority mostly to the states. There's certain congressional authority that exists. But H.R. 1, again, you look at the action alert and it will tell you more of the details and what you can say to your representatives and senators, because now this has been, again, introduced in the Congress. The next action alert we want to draw your attention to is help your churches and pro-life groups speak freely under the law. So again, for each of these things, you click on the action alert and you see the information, and then you see the action you can take, phone number you can call, message you can convey. We try to make it step by step as easy for you as possible. This particular one about churches and pro-life organizations speaking freely deals with something that I started speaking out about many years ago and wrote a book in 2015 called Abolishing Abortion. I know many of you have read that book. And Abolishing Abortion is a pro-life manifesto. It talks about what are the next steps that both the church and the state need to take to bring an end to abortion. Well, one of the big steps the church has to take is to stop muzzling herself, stop putting, you know, a gag around the mouth when it comes to elections. We've got to stop doing that. We're censoring ourselves. And there's no reason to do that. You see, some of the church want to censor political speech because they're Democrats. And they know that so much of church teaching is upheld more by the Republican platform than the Democrat platform. So the simple reason why some churches are so silent is that they don't want to hurt their friends. Their friends are the Democrat candidates, the Democrat Party, and they don't want to hurt them or embarrass them or make them lose elections by letting the church be, well, maybe a little bit too vocal about the fact that we have to vote pro-life. Well, this goes back to the Johnson Amendment, 1954. Senator Lyndon Johnson didn't like the fact that there were two secular groups that were endorsing his opponent in the election, helping his opponent. He had won election previously by a very small margin. He was afraid he was going to lose this next election, and so he tried to find a way to stop these groups from opposing him. And so ended up putting the Johnson Amendment into the tax code, saying that not-for-profit C3 organizations could not intervene in elections. Now, it just so happens that according to the tax code, churches are usually designated in that same category. Did he mean this to apply to churches as well, this restriction from intervening in a political race? Probably not, according to sources close to him. You can read about it in my book. Abolishingabortion.com is where you can find the book. But the fact of the matter is it has been applied to churches, and intervening in a political race is not defined. A law is unconstitutionally vague if those whose behavior it is constricting or commanding don't know what that behavior is supposed to be. If you're not sure what the law is prohibiting you from doing, how can you follow the law? unconstitutional vagueness is a problem that the courts have consistently identified in certain laws and said the law is invalid if it's too vague. This is only one of the constitutional issues with this Johnson Amendment, but bottom line is it's got to go. And you know, when Donald Trump started campaigning for president in 2015, he took aim at the Johnson Amendment, and because he realized, he was told, you know, that this was why these religious groups and churches, even though they were behind him, couldn't endorse him. Well, and so it's not just a matter of endorsement. The Johnson Amendment has created a chilling effect whereby anything relating to elections, voting, even pro-life, I've talked about this on this program before in quite a bit of detail, it becomes something that pastors don't want to go anywhere near. Oh, we're going to risk our tax exemption. Well, how ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. Complete nonsense. So a bill, this is where it comes back to this action alert that I'm showing you at stopabortionnow.org. A bill has been introduced now in Congress to get rid of the Johnson Amendment. Simple as that. Now, this is not to transform churches into political parties. We don't believe in that. That's not what we're saying should happen. What we're saying is that someone like me getting into a pulpit or any of the organizations that you support because you're pro-life should be able to say what we believe needs to be said, period, amen. Even if it intersects with politics, we should be free to say what we believe needs to be said, period, amen, with no restriction from the government. Government shouldn't be censoring sermons, you know. And by the way, on this matter, as well as on the previous matter I was talking about of protecting children born alive, President Trump did take executive action. Understand how this works. Congress and only Congress passes the laws on the federal level. A president cannot write law or change law. But a president is empowered to instruct federal agencies how to deal with existing laws and be better about their enforcement. That an executive can do. And President Trump did use his executive power to strengthen the protection that churches and other groups have, like pro-life groups, to say what needs to be said and not muzzle ourselves. He strengthened that freedom. He told the federal agencies, do not discriminate against churches because they might engage in political speech. Do not discriminate against them. Do not try to silence them. So he also took action on strengthening existing law, because there is some existing law to protect babies born alive, just not enough. So he strengthened the enforcement of existing law in regard to that. He's done a lot of good. He's done an awful lot of good. Let's look at the next action item that's there. Again, these have been put on stopabortionnow.org just over the recent weeks. And urge members of the House and Senate to support the Pain Capable Bill. Okay, and this was the second to the most recent one. Just the other day, we sent out this email, urge members of the House and Senate to support the Pain Capable Bill. So what is this? I gave a program about this the other day. You may have seen it. Otherwise, you can go back and look at it on YouTube and Facebook and these other platforms. Babies feel pain. Babies in the womb feel pain, especially when their arms and legs are torn off. It's common sense, right? They feel pain. And I went through some of the scientific evidence. That evidence, the direction that the research has been going, takes us to understand that these babies feel pain much earlier in their development than we thought they did. That's the direction that the research carries us. And the consensus, you put together the strongest consensus of all the research about fetal pain, and you begin to see that by 20 weeks, it's pretty well agreed that these babies feel pain. In fact, as they get their arms and legs pulled off by abortion, supported by the Democrats who want us to pay for it, like Biden, these babies likely feel more pain than you and I would feel if our arms or legs got torn off. You know why? Because the mechanisms of the body that suppress pain develop later than the mechanisms that perceive pain. And therefore, if you tear the arms and legs off of a baby in the womb, prior to the full development of the pain inhibitors, they are actually experiencing more excruciating pain than you or I would. Wake up, folks. People who voted Democrat, you got to answer some questions here. You really think that it's humane to let these babies experience this kind of pain? We have federal laws protecting cattle from experiencing pain when we slaughter them for our beef. Yeah, wake up, guys. You know, and no, I don't want to hear any Democrat voters lecturing me about saving lives and respecting life. Go take a hike. I don't want to hear a word from them. Not a word from these Democrat politicians like to get on their high horse. Oh, we're so concerned about gun violence and drug abuse. And oh, we're so concerned about the coronavirus. They should be calling it the China virus. But no. Oh, no, 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 no. Not a word to be said about these babies. They couldn't care less about the dignity of human life. They and all who support them should be ashamed of themselves. Then, of course, the most recent action items that we have here. Ask your lawmakers to protect your money from funding the killing of babies. Now, that sounds like some of the other action items, and it does. It does intersect with them. But here we're talking about a bill that our friend Chris Smith has introduced called the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Bill. And the easiest way to explain it is simply this. There are many different streams, if you will, or mechanisms, or many different faucets, okay, by which money flows from your pocket and mine, or as taxpayers, into the abortion industry. It's not just one faucet that you turn on and off. There's many different funding streams. And in every session of Congress, Congress has to appropriate money, right, to see what services or organizations the government is going to help fund. And there's a vote on each of these individual mechanisms of funding and whether some of that money will go to abortion. So you've got all these multiple battles, these multiple votes being conducted in every session of Congress. This bill would put a blanket protection on our money right across the board. Instead of having a separate fight over each and every one of these funding streams, this bill simplifies it and says, look, the American people, and a recent Marist poll from just last month confirmed this, the majority of American people don't want their money going for abortion. So let's protect it all. Right across the board, no matter what the appropriations bill might be or the different mechanism of funding, all across the board, we're going to say no taxpayer funding of abortion. It's very simple. You agree with that? We need you to raise your voice via this action alert. Again, it'll tell you what to say, what number to call. It's a message for your representatives and senators. And really, it is really, really very, very simple. So, Bobby is saying, is President Trump protected now that he's out of office? We do have protections for our former presidents. Yes, there are many ways in which he is protected. But, of course, he doesn't have all the privileges, all the legal privileges of being the actual sitting president of the United States. But he always appreciates, we have to provide him with protection of his, as we're talking about here, of his policies, protection of his reputation. And remember, they try to smear his reputation. They're trying to smear you who are supporting him. And of course, just the, you know, what helps to show the protection that we want to give is all the expressions of support. There was a beautiful gathering here in Florida just the other day on President's Day. I don't know if you saw it online. The president drove by and people were had there the Trump flags and the American flag and the Make America Great flags and hats and shirts and they were there. We need to continue these expressions of support. I'm going to be telling you about this more in detail probably next week, but there was a town here in Florida that declared a week in honor of President Trump, and we saw also one of our state legislators here in Florida proposing that a highway here in the state be named after President Trump. And you know, these expressions of support and gratitude are so important. Now, I want to show you something I got here over the fax. Besides sending out these action alerts to you, and again, you can sign up for them at stopabortionnow.org, we also send faxes out to all the churches across America. And, you know, some people ask me, you know, oh, why are our pastors silent? Why are our pastors not speaking out? Well, this will give you some of an idea of the answer to that. I sent this was a fax that I sent out, saying Democrats trying to give federal government near total control of the electoral process. And I mentioned H.R. 1 legislation and some of the things that it does in terms of, for example, voter ID laws and so forth, you know, opposing that. And it simply says, please alert your people to this and urge them to call their representatives and senators. And then I also mentioned the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act that I just was explaining, the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act, and the Free Speech Fairness Act regarding the Johnson Amendment. So I'm telling the clergy, okay, about these bills that have been introduced in Congress and who is for them and who is against them in the Congress. This is factual information. I'm not making it up. This is not opinion. This is the actual legislative process. Now, the church, the official activities of the bishops include this kind of activity too. Go ahead and look at the Bishop's Pro-Life website. You'll see that for example, when Biden reversed the Mexico City policy, Archbishop Nauman and other bishops and the pro-life committee of the U.S. Bishops Conference spoke out about it. They're speaking out about public policy all the time. And they're asking people also to contact their legislators. As a matter of fact, in various states, the Catholic conferences of bishops organize days where they actually take their people in person to the state legislature. I'm sure some of you have participated in this, to lobby for particular legislation. In fact, the bishops have a lobbying arm. The National Committee for a Human Life Amendment, ANCHLA, that has all kinds of policy recommendations and calls to action on the part of their people, like the one that I send out to the parishes on behalf of Priests for Life. And we wonder, oh, how come some of our priests aren't talking about these things? Well, let me give you a little glance into the nonsense that's going on. I got some of these faxes back with words scrolled over. Now, these are priests, okay? These are priests, supposed to be priests. Sheer madness, the guy says. Sheer madness. I'm going to tell him, by the way, that I gave him some airtime here. So if they want to act like this again, we'll put them on full display. One, if it just said sheer madness, I might think, oh, this guy agrees with us, you know, that this is sheer madness that is going on in Congress by these extreme bills that the Democrats are pushing, or their failure, for example, to protect the baby born alive. I wonder if this priest wants to protect the baby born alive, or maybe he fantasizes in his warped imagination that is not happening. Same kind of warping that happens to the mind and blindness that happens to the eyes of the Democrats that claim that it doesn't happen, that babies are left to die on a table, or sometimes their necks are broken as the abortionist kills them. Why? Because he was paid to produce a dead baby. So he says sheer madness. Well, yeah, the sheer madness that the Democrats are standing for, I agree. But then he puts at the bottom, remove this number from receiving your trash. I wonder who ordained this guy. Tell me, exactly how is it madness and trash to tell God's people what their elected representatives in Congress are doing? Now, if I were making up out of my own imagination what they are doing in Congress, yeah, that would be madness and that would be trash. If I were just making it up. But I'm expressing accurately here, and anybody can check it on their computer or smartphone, I'm telling you exactly what's happening. So that's not where the madness is, all right? That's not where the trash is. I'm not making up what's going on. What the sheer madness and trash are the politicians who want to take away protection from babies, even who are born alive, and who want to take your money and mine and use it to kill those babies. That's sheer madness. That's trash. So this priest has got his mind screwed up. Okay? It's messed up. And they got another one here. Stop! You think it's like these guys are drowning or something, or falling off a cliff. Stop sending this partisan political material to me. Oh, woe is me. The guy is in contortions here. His head is spinning off. You know, you saw the movie The Exorcist, you know. Head is spinning. Stop sending this partisan political material. We need partisan material. You don't want to know what's going on in Congress. Anything I say about Congress is partisan, right? Or maybe you don't want me to say that it's the Democrats that don't want to protect the babies and the Republicans who do. Is that what you mean by partisan? That's simply the fact of what's going on. You know, I really don't get it. I really don't. Do you get what's going on? I really don't get these guys. There's just a handful, by the way. We got most of these preachers are thanking us. They're grateful. They preach about it. In fact, they tell us, we're putting this in our bulletin. We're announcing it from the pulpit. We're taking action. Thank you for keeping us informed. Hey, the bishops do the same thing. They keep their, they gather together people and they bring them in person to the state capitals and so forth. And some of these guys, or maybe they stopped taking their medications. I mean, that's the only thing I can imagine. Stop sending this partisan political. What do you mean partisan political? I'm telling you what's going on with the people that you elected. And I'm equipping your people like you should be doing, Father. You should be equipping your people like we're trying to do, to let their voices be heard and to take part in this beautiful republic that has been given to us. Would you prefer to live in a country where you don't have any say in what kind of laws and policies your government enacts? Would you prefer to live in a country where you can't elect your leaders, or where you're told just sit down and shut up? We're trying to equip the people of God to stand up and make a difference according to Jesus' great commission. Remember what he said before he ascended into heaven? Go and make disciples of all the nations. Teach them to carry out everything I have commanded you. Know that I am with you always. He's working through us. He's speaking through us. And he wants us to teach the people of all the nations to carry out everything he has commanded us. So I'm so grateful for all. I see all your comments coming in. Thank you, Nancy. She says, I don't get it either, Father Frank. Well, listen, we're the ones who are sane, okay? They're the ones who are insane. We have our sanity. We're not the crazy ones. They are. And Gia, Trump, thank you for your support of President Trump. Listen, you can listen to these broadcasts, by the way, on our End Abortion podcast. The audio goes out over all the different podcasting platforms, and you can hear me with these programs by going to, at any time, if you have Alexa or Siri or Echo or Google, and you just want to say, play the End Abortion podcast. That's what you tell Siri Echo, Google, Alexa, play the End Abortion Podcast, and you'll hear me, and you'll hear these programs. I thank you for your interest, your encouragement, your support, your action. Make sure you're signed up there at stopabortionnow.org, and we are going to continue, brothers and sisters, to keep you right on top of everything that's happening and how you can defend the pro-life policies that we already have, many of them thanks to President Trump, and that we're going to continue to grow and to continue to advance. So may the Lord bless you today, strengthen you, answer all your prayers, and keep you ever close to Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Frank Pavone here with Priests for Life. We are just getting started. We've only just begun. Let's stick together closely as we move towards victory. God bless you. Talk to you soon.